You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Question of the day, how far would you go to make your life easier? Not sure what they mean by that. We have gone to great extent to make our life easier. In fact, I can personally see it. It's sad when you're old enough, you're like, oh, man, I can see those trends. I remember when the gas price was such and such. I remember before we had instant communication and all those computers. I remember when the computer was as big as your house and it barely did your bank accounts, you know, and stuff. So I asked that question. I put it out there. How to make your life easier for yourself. Frustration, identify your frustrations. That's interesting. I wonder if we could even do that. Why are you frustrated? Because people aren't the way they're supposed to be. Things just don't turn out the way. No kidding. Most of the time back in the day, people were too busy just trying to provide. You know, they didn't notice the frustration. Make daily routines. They had a daily routine. Simplify your finances. We didn't have any money, so it was pretty simple, right? Plan ahead. Stay organized. Well, there wasn't that much. That's the thing. Now there's so much. One of the big things is work on the relationships, and we've lost that. Back in the 80s, I had the great privilege of joining a gym and went in there after work, you know, and it was phenomenal. I'm telling you, you miss that era, that experience. The camaraderie was amazing. The accountability was just absolutely incredible. Across all kinds of lines. You just dropped every facade you had, and it was pretty amazing. Men, women, it was amazing. Then I got married, and in the 90s, I went back to the gym. And I'm in there, you know, thinking kind of subconsciously it's going to be like it was. Yeah, man, this is my place. Hey, and I'm saying hey to people, smiling. And nobody pays me any attention. And then it dawned on me, oh, everybody's got earbuds. Welcome to the new world. Everybody's in their own world, right? Deciding what they're going to listen to and stuff. Explains a lot, doesn't it? That's a lot. The harder we try. Remember back in the Jetsons, back in the cartoons, and everybody, oh, man, we're going to be zipping her, man. We're going to have robots to do everything for us and all this stuff. And we've come a long way towards that, if you think about it. Man, the United States fell off the happiness chart. I mean, for real. It just came out. The news is out there today. Either that or more people are unhappy. The unhappiness scale went sky high. Yeah. And I think it's like some people come to the realization sitting there thinking, you know what? This award, this money, whatever it is, not filling the inside here. It's not doing it. It's not going to fill it up. And some wise people have said God created that space in you, and it's for him. That's who it's for. He's the only one that's going to take care of it. It's a pretty profound statement, really.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter. Word of warning, he's a morning person.
So my wife and I were talking. Well, she's basically schooling me last night on the eclipse. that was good. I mean, really, no, it was pretty good. And I do remember the time. I know we made, like, I took a shoebox or something, put a pinhole in it. The whole idea is if you're going to be around the eclipse, you really, it's confusing because you don't look at the sun. And normally you look up at it and you squint your eyes and then you look away just momentarily. You just don't, and that's the same. You know, even though the moon may be blocking half of it. So I got a little chart that they made. So people made some pretty cool moving charts to show how the eclipse will go across the country. Give you an idea how fast it moves. It goes from, southern, like Mexico, up through Texas, across the country, Ohio, western New York, up into Canada. And it goes across the United States in an hour and 40 minutes. I mean, that's moving pretty fast. You know, I was like, wow, that's even faster than I thought. So you have a few minutes to see if you're going to be in. You have to go western New York. You have to see the total eclipse. If you're in Albany, you will be in the 97% obscured. But as someone said, 99% in total is the difference between night and day, literally. And so that's, if you're in the total eclipse, that's where you get the idea. And then you can look at it. I was mistaken. In a total, once the moon has blocked the sun, you can look at that corona of the sun. So, you know, it's pretty cool. But I just have a feeling it might be a little cloudy. It is pretty cool. And it doesn't last very long. It's like minutes, 3 minutes, maybe four, something like that. But if you're around Albany, and I'll post this on the Sound of Life Facebook page, on April 8th, 3:26 is the peak eclipse there. And I would imagine anywhere, like in the listening area, is going to be close to that anywhere, 97, something like that. But it still won't be, I mean, you know, but they're afraid that people will be looking up at the sun to see how much of the moon has come across. Because you can, you know, obviously you can see it. Look up there. You don't notice that much light difference, but you look up and you go, oh, the moon's coming. Sure enough, there it is, coming across the sun. But people, you know, they're concerned that people won't realize how much they actually looked at the sun, which normal in a normal day with a brilliant sun out, you just don't look right at it. You're not supposed to. It's not good for your eyes. So that's the thing. They make special glasses for that, which I don't have on me right now. But I wish I did. I'd loan them to you. But, you know, good luck with that.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
You're as funny as a cry for help.
The Sound of Life.
Yes, there it is. That old familiar sound. Yes, on every network there is. Everybody, the kids trying to watch their favorite TV show. But no, it's basketball. Man, oh man. So yesterday was the first round. Today is the second round. And yesterday did not disappoint. I'm rather happy because a couple of my teams won. And if you know me, you know who they are. Very fortunately. But I had a good time watching the end of a big game between Oakland, 14th seeded Oakland, and number 3 seeded Kentucky. Yeah, the powerhouse of basketball. Kentucky. And boy, Oakland played really good. They played good down the stretch. They hit a baseline three-pointer that was just off the chain. Smart. You know, right at the end, they had to have that basket, and they made it. So they upset Kentucky, and I will buy you a car if you can tell me what state Oakland University is in. That's an exaggeration. I'll buy you a little toy car, probably, which is kind of interesting, right? And I might tell you this morning. So the funny thing is that when these teams who won yesterday play on Saturday, Oakland gets to play one of my favorites, my dad's school, North Carolina State. So we'll see how that goes. North, then they're looking pretty good, and I'll tell you that. So it's always fun. It's almost like it's scripted today. I don't know. We'll see. I have to catch my breath. But UConn is playing today. They're a number one seed. If you want to see them go down, I don't think they're going to lose to Stetson, but you never know what's going to happen. Obviously, you know, Colgate is in the tournament. They are playing Baylor. They're probably going to get whipped. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe Houston, the number one seed, will go down. I'm predicting they're going to choke. But anyway, it's a lot of fun, and I hope you can get a hold of it and see it that way. And if you want to just pick a winner, by all means, go by your favorite color.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter. He is that morning person.
So there's a pastor that's planning a bold, he has a bold plan to mobilize a prayer army right along the entire U.S. border, the southern border. He said the only answer is Jesus. It appears that way. When things get really chaotic enough, that's when it seems people say, all right, let's go to God. What else can we do? That's kind of the way it is, isn't it? We do that. But that's okay. God understands that. I mean, it's not okay, but it's about time we did. It can only be described as chaos going back and forth. So this preacher, Tony Suarez is his name. He's on the mission to get the conversation back to spiritual. So he's got a revival planned right on the border. He's going right now, the first one, March 21st through the 23rd. So he's right in the middle of it today. That is in El Paso, and then in McAllen, Texas, March 27th through the 29th. Nightly revival meetings. They'll conclude on Good Friday. There, Franklin Graham has been there as well. A lot of people coming to Christ. And as he said, the only answer to the issues plaguing our southern border is Jesus. Absolutely. He said he's going to team up with a Pastor Samuel Rodriguez, the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference, knows him. And he said, they're seeking a spiritual answer to help turn the tide. That's an amazing thing. Please keep them in prayer. Okay. That is it. It is probably complicated going back and forth. And while it just remains chaotic, Father God, bring your spirit to this situation, to people that are emboldened to be in the government that can make a decision. And we just pray for the hearts and minds of the people there. You could work, Lord, in that area with those people and change hearts and minds and just completely change what's happening there. We pray for just amazing, your amazing spirit and movement on the border. And by all means, bless the revivals that are going on there. In Jesus' name.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the sound of life.
Read about something pretty amazing in Italy. And yes, it is the view from a highway in Naples overlooking the city and the water and a mountain. It's absolutely breathtaking. Somebody stood there and said, what if I was blind and I couldn't see it and there was nobody there to describe it to? I mean, you know, or I don't know. It's just very interesting. Why wouldn't there be somebody there? How would you get there? I don't know. But somebody said, let's put the guardrail up there with Braille on it. And that's what they did. It's obviously brand new. It's not been sitting there since the 4th century. And so somewhere, if you're on vacation and you're tooling around Naples and you get out on a railing on a gazebo, I guess, it's in Braille. And it describes the view for blind people. How cool. That's just absolutely very cool. That's all you can say.
Starting your day with a smile. It's the Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
Cup of Joe Morning Show Hotline. Welcome aboard. Angel, you got anything you're thankful for? Just right off the bat.
I am just thankful that God loves me.
That's a lot, isn't it?
That is my biggest thing. He loves me. I don't know why he does, but he does. And he gets me through every day.
Listener supported, The Sound of Life.
Lisa was talking about in an iMom article talking about the mom-isms that we say, and I dare say the dads say the same thing. I think, you know, when she said, boy, you think me as a writer would be able to come up with something more clever, but in the heat of the moment, no, we resort to our obsession with farm life, apparently. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth, you know, which shut that door, we don't live in a barn. No, hold your horses. I don't even know. We don't have. I don't know. You got enough dirt behind those ears to grow potatoes. Have you heard that? And my personal favorite, yes, it is. If it was a snake, it would have bitten you.
Nip it in the bud.
Okay. You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.